Good morning. We continue with our study of the Chafetz Chaim. And the Chafetz Chaim yesterday told us about how the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed by Yesheni because of Lashon Hara. Says the Chafetz Chaim, "V'kasher nach pesad rakenu v'nach koru," when we start thinking about what happened, "Eiz avonos hei me'aikarim ha'gorman la'arichas galusenu," if we want to know what keeps the galus going strong, we'll find many different things. Achet halashon hu al kulo mipnei kama tamim. The chet, the sin of Lashon Hara, is the greatest among them. And why is that? So the Chafetz Chaim explains. First of all, that was the main reason for the galus. So if it's the main reason for the galus, it must still be going on in our lives. And if that's the case, then until we fix the sin of the sins of our tongue, of the way we speak, of the way we chat, of the way we WhatsApp, it's all going to hold us back. How are we ever going to get to a redemption? This is the sin that caused the destruction, that caused the exile. It's not going to let us go back to Eretz Yisrael. And furthermore, we know that galus happened from the sin of the Meraglim. The Meraglim sinned by talking. They sinned by speaking badly. And what did God say? God, it says in Sefer Tehillim, wanted to raise them up and scatter them around the world. And that's what Rashi explains in Sefer Tehillim and the Ramban and Parsha Shlach. The Chet HaMeraglim, the sin of the spies, was the sin of Lashon Hara. Even the Gemara says that. So before anything else, the first thing we've got to do in life is we've got to fix that sin of Lashon Hara if we want to be redeemed. Not only that, this sin causes us to be enslaved. That's what we said in last week's Parsha, in Parsha Shmos, Achein no da davar, when Moshe caught the two Jews fighting a day after he killed the Mitzri, he turns to God and he says, now I understand. And Rashi explains, I understand why they're in galus. And the Medrash Rabbah also says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, in this world, because of your Lashon Hara, I've removed the Shechina. In the future, that won't be the case. We also see in Parashas Vezos HaBaracha, Vayhi Bishoren Melech B'Sasef Rosh Hayam Yachad Shevtei Yisrael, Rashi explains, when is God Melech Bishurun? When does God have that sense of majesty? It's when we're Yachad Shevtei Yisrael, when we don't separate ourselves into each and every separate faction. So, again, it's the fact that we have this great hatred that also adds to the situation. And not only that, says the Chafetz Chaim, how do we ever expect God to bless us if we have so many sins and we're so accustomed to sinning that of which the Torah says, Arur, a cursed thing can't be blessed unless it changes from its status. And the Torah tells us, Arur makeireyehu beseser, cursed is the person who attacks his friend secretly. And Rashi explains that that's talking about speaking Lashon Hara. So a person has a responsibility in life to realize if we want something better, says the Chafetz Chaim, we have to change this element. Not only that, it's well known from the Gemara that the sin of Lashon Hara is so serious that it has no limit to the destructive element. So far, that the Gemara says, if you tell Lashon Hara, it's like you're denying God's will. And the Yerushalmi says, we lose Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. We'll see later on all the different understandings of Shas, all the different understandings of the rabbis through the ages that have come about. The message is tremendous. The message is that the Beis HaMikdash has not been rebuilt, the Shechina is not in our midst, and we have not been seen in the world as deserving of blessing because of the Lashon Hara speech that we have among us. It's our responsibility to realize that we can make changes. It's a process, and it'll take us some time. Again, step number one is being aware, and now we understand it. Perhaps, at least certain points during our day, we'll make a change. Everyone have a great day.